Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Sunday, March 3rd, 2024. So, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you find it to be an easy Sunday, a hard Sunday, or a middle-of-the-road Sunday?
I think it was a pretty typical Sunday, for me anyway.
Well, that's good.
Maybe a little easier than usual, but yeah.
Ah, I found it to be extremely difficult.
Oh, really?
About 10 times more difficult than Saturdays.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. It was just, I managed to somehow get through it, but there were all sorts of places here where I did not know what was going on. I was being nadicked. I didn't really grasp the full import of the theme.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, that would have helped.
Yes.
Because the theme was an unusual one.
Yes.
I thought it was very interesting. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it would have been extremely difficult to create. But anyway, I'll talk about the theme.
Okay.
The name of the puzzle was Countdown. And that is exactly what you did in the puzzle. There were 9 clues where you had to kind of switch gears. And if you were going across, you had to go down with a number to finish the answer to the clue. So, and it went from 9 down to 1.
I wish to make one small correction.
What?
It went from 10.
Oh, that's right. The first one, the very first one was 10. 10 to 1. So, for example, the very first one was 1 down and 1 across. 1 across clue was loose-fitting garment, and 1 down had a dash. And whenever you see that dash, that means that it's the answer to that clue is a continuation of the answer to another clue. So in this case, the 1 down was actually the number 10, T-E-N. And then the rest of 1 across was T, dress. So you had tent, dress. You read it down, counting down, 10, and then you finished it 1 across, T, dress. So that was the theme. And yes, you're right, there were 10. I completely forgot about the first one.
Everyone forgets about the 10.
Uh-huh. The second one was 9, and we find that in a very interesting clue, 24 across. It might help you keep up with old classmates. And the answer was alumni newsletter. But you didn't have enough boxes for that. But you could type in A-L-U-M-N, and then you went N-I-N-E down, 9. So there you had alumni, and then N-E, and then you go back up to 24 across, and the rest of it is W-S letter. So you had N-E newsletter. So that was the theme.
Yes.
And some of them, the word was actually the word was the name of the number. For example, 5 was at 71 across. Break for a bit. The answer was take 5, but there were only 5 squares. So you had to put T-A-K-E, and then F, and then go down from the F with the I-V-E. So some of them were actually the name of the number, but others of them, like the alumni newsletter that had 9 in it, but there wasn't any 9 in the answer.
As a separate word, yes.
As a separate word, right. Mm-hmm. But some of them did have the number. Like, well, for example, it wasn't really the number, but it was the correct spelling, 80 across. French desserts whose name translates as small ovens. And the answer to that was petit fours. And you had P-E-T-I-T going across, and then the F for foie, which is spelled like four, F-O-U-R. So you go F-O-R, F-O-U-R down from that F, and then the last square you put in the S. So you had petit foie, S.
Is that actually how it's pronounced?
I believe so.
Oh, yes. I always thought it was petit four. I'm so embarrassed.
No, I'm pretty sure it's foie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So part of what confused me about the theme is where the number was that you had to count down in among the squares running across. So like, for example, tent dress, the very first letter, that T, you went down to get the T, and then you hopped back to get to the T dress mm-hmm. running across.
Right.
In, let's see, with take five, you know, 71 across, it was, you had T-A-K-E-F, and then at the very end of that set of letters running across, you had to dive down to get the five.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then in, let's see, 30 across, carrier of goods by rail, freight train, which is not a phrase that I normally use. I wasn't even sure. I was thinking it was like it's going to be Amtrak or something. But there the eight of freight was in the middle. You went F-R-E, and then reading down, you got the E-I-G-H-T, mm-hmm. and then you hop back to get the word train. Mm-hmm. So I didn't see the pattern because I wasn't sure where that was happening.
Well, I mean, you would drop down as soon as you reached the letters that spelled out a number, like freight, train.
Eight. Well, yeah, once I knew where the number went, uh-huh. I mean, I guess I knew that because...
I mean,
because
like take five, the number's at the end, and the tent dress, the number was at the very beginning.
Right.
But it was just, you know, wherever you came to the number, that's when you started to go down.
Right, where you got to where the dash was in the downs.
Yes, exactly.
But you see, I didn't figure that out initially, and so I just saw... Oh, look, there's a word like take five. It's just like, oh, I see. It's one of those where you go to the end of the word and go down.
Right.
And so I was looking for patterns like that. Anyways, I was highly confused for about, I don't know, maybe an hour and a quarter of the hour and a half I spent on this.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, once I figured out that wherever you had a dash in the clues, it was going to be a number.
Yes.
Then that made it a lot easier for me.
Well, yeah, I actually went, once I saw that, I went through all the dashes and filled them in. And so I sort of had that going. But I mean, even again, that one across, starting with loose fitting garment of tent dress, it's like, maybe I've heard the phrase tent dress, maybe mm-hmm. once, twice. Okay, maybe 100 times, but still, not as... Okay, yesterday I heard about a tent dress, but... Okay.
I knew about tent dresses.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I mean, alumni newsletter is certainly reasonable, but... I mean, even the petit foie, the petit... However you pronounce that.
Petit foie.
The petit foie. I mean, that wasn't something that sort of came to me.
Mm-hmm.
Although... Actually, you know, I do recognize that petit means small and four, or however that's pronounced, yeah. means oven.
Uh-huh.
So that part I didn't do too badly on.
The one, it's funny, the one I had the most trouble on was the last one, 118 across, Sonny and Fredo for two. And the answer was Corleones.
Right.
And you had C-O-R-L-E, and then you had to go down one, O-N-E, and then the last letter, S, was back at the 118 across. But I couldn't remember how to spell Corleone. I'm like, oh, I know, those are the brothers in The Godfather.
Right.
And their name was Corleone, but I couldn't figure out how to get that in there. But eventually I did, and solved the puzzle.
In retrospect, we can see it's spelled just like you'd hope. Corleones.
Uh-huh. But I didn't even remember that I knew the last name was started with a C and it was Italian sounding. I'm like, oh, what is it? Corley. And eventually I got it because the downs were all, you know, three letters there. So
yes.
I was able to fill those in pretty quickly. But that's the one I had the most trouble with. And I liked the 218. Was that 115 across? Take it easy once in a while. And the answer was, don't work too hard. But the two was at the end of the word don't. Don't, the T, and then you go W-O down for two, and then you come back up and go and finish up the word work with R and K, and then too hard.
Yes.
Don't work too hard. So.
I had to work too hard for this crossword.
Oh, no.
Even, I mean, 123 across, they're all pulling in the same direction. It was crew team.
Yes.
I eventually got that. I had crew, and I had team, and then I decided I didn't like it. But
no.
126 across, right underneath crew team, was Chinese dish eponym, tso.
Right.
As in...
General.
Sorry, I was going to go for captain. I demoted him.
General Tso.
General Tso.
Yes.
Wonder if there's like Lieutenant Tso or something like that.
I doubt it. I thought an interesting clue was 28 across. Excerpted. I've heard of excerpt, but excerpted. Excerpted. I think that's right. Excerpted passage was snippet.
Yes.
Snippet. I don't ever remember seeing snippet in a crossword, but I'm sure it's been in before.
Well, you never know. I mean, it could be AW.
Snippet.
Although, honestly, with all the things that are happening in the grid here, I would be surprised. Or maybe they would have to use a lot of... debut words.
Mm-hmm.
But snippet does not appear to be among them.
Okay.
So don't work too hard was, and so was the Corleones.
Mm.
And then we had 57 down. This guy, we're together. He's with me. That was sort of a challenge.
Uh-huh.
I think I ended up at 34 down. Borough of New Jersey, noted for its indoor shopping malls. It's just like, great. You know, Newark. I've now exhausted my complete and total knowledge of New Jersey, other than the fact that I don't believe they have self-serve. Anyways, the answer turned out to be Paramus.
Paramus.
Okay.
I think it's Paramus.
Paramus?
I think. But I'm pretty sure it's not Paramus.
I like Paramus myself, but if I move there, I'm going to start lobbying for them to change.
Maybe some of our New York listeners could let us know. How is that pronounced?
Well, no.
Our
this
New
is
Jersey listeners.
New Jersey listeners, yeah, really. I don't know if we have any New Jersey or New York listeners.
I don't know.
We're so
either.
Far away from here. By the way, 61 across, chosen name of five popes. Sixtus.
Yeah.
S-I-X-T-U-S. It's like, how am I supposed to know that? You know?
Well, you got to study up on your popes, I guess. But yes.
Apparently.
Sixtus. I didn't know that either. So.
You know, I was like, St. Leo is St. Leo? I don't think you'd call a pope St. Leo.
Well, yeah. Some popes have been canonized. I'm pretty sure St. Leo has been, but Sixtus, yeah, that's kind of unusual.
One of my favorite comedians, Kathleen Madigan, had a routine when she discovers that there's actually a pope called Pope Hilarious, and she thinks that would just be, it's like, how could you not bring that name back?
I like 75 down. I thought that was a great clue. Missing work. And it was stolen art.
Yes. That was quite good.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. What else was there there? One doing the Lord's work, vassal.
Yes.
You know, I had the feeling it was because Lord wasn't capitalized.
Right, yeah.
So I was thinking it was going to be something feudal, but I was thinking of like,
serf
or peon or something like that.
Yeah, I was thinking of serf, but then when I saw how many letters it was, I thought, oh, probably vassal.
Vassal. 60, I'm sorry, let me try that one more time. 98 down. Cold feet and cold shoulder for two were idioms.
Yes.
That was quite good. And they had the classic soda brand Knee High.
Yep.
Glad to see that back.
Yep.
TV chef who wrote... Semi-homemade cooking, 89 across, Sandra Lee.
Right.
Not to be confused, although I'm certainly willing to give it a try, with Sara Lee.
Yeah, I know. When I didn't know the answer to that, and I was filling it out, and I said, it sure looks like Sara Lee, but there's too many squares. But
Their eggs are dark green. 44 down was emus.
Or emus.
That was very amusing how I pronounced that.
Mm-hmm. It was funny. Was it 64? 84 across. For example. Like, oh, Norse god. I couldn't think of comic book character. But anyway, it turned out to be Avenger. I should have known that.
Yep.
Of course, he's an Avenger.
That might have been the one clue I was able to get. Let's see here. 36 down, landed on a licorice space in Candyland, say, lost a turn.
Yep, I knew that.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Did you know 10 down heaps at publishing houses, slush piles?
No, I'd never heard that term before.
I don't even know what that means.
Slush piles. Well, I think it's probably manuscripts.
Bad manuscripts.
Maybe bad manuscripts, yeah. But yeah, no, I had never heard of that phrase.
I'm assuming that they are lower. They're not nearly as tall as they used to be because everything is electronic. Mm-hmm. Two down, I couldn't remember. Blank TV network for impractical jokers. True TV.
I didn't know that.
We've had that before, I'm pretty sure, in the grid. Mm. But let's see. When repeated, gung-ho, 50 across, rah. I said yes. Rah, rah.
Rah, rah.
45 was apparently controversial. Some Kiwis, 45 across, and it's Maori.
Right.
But it's spelled with an S at the end. And apparently, there is no S in the language that the Maori speak.
Really?
And so this spelling is apparently considered offensive.
No kidding.
At least that's what I read in Wordplay.
Well, now, how do you make Maori plural?
I don't know. Maybe it's a collective noun. Maybe it works for singular or plural.
Well, that could be.
But anyway. One person was quite upset about it, and just like,
really?
I'm sure most people had no idea. And it used to be okay. I don't know if it used to be okay, but people used to write it like that.
Really?
Yeah.
But not anymore.
That's my understanding.
Well, and they say the Maori.
You don't hear an S.
No. Uh-huh. I remember when we visited New Zealand and went to the Maori village.
Yes. You remember if
they were... met the Maori, and they did their haka dance. That was one of the highlights of the trip.
The one clue that was a gimme was 18 across. Helmsman on Star Trek, Sulu.
Yes.
The one I know. And 40 across, right you are, was exacto.
Yeah.
I sort of like that.
I did too, but it took me a while to get that one. So.
How long did it take you to get 38 across? Certain Porter, red cap.
That didn't take too long.
Well, that's good. everything about this took a while.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I bet you knew 37 across. Iconic role for Carrie Fisher.
Yes. Yes, I did. I knew Leia.
Or Leia, yes.
Seven down, one taking interest in your education, ? Sally May.
Yep. Very clever. There were a lot of little clever clues in this one.
There were, but again, it could have been that I was just exhausted when I was working on it. In fact, I was exhausted when I was working on it.
Oh.
And so that's sort of, when you're sort of like needing to have all those neurons firing because it's a difficult crossword, and then you're falling asleep.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that's not good.
That was a challenge, but anyway, I think that is it for today.
Okay.
So thanks everyone for listening. That's our first crossword of the crossword week that starts today. I think that was a tautology. And hope you're enjoying these podcasts. Let us know. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And if you happen to be from Paramus or Paramus or wherever in New Jersey,
Paramus,
please drop us a line and say hi. We'd like to know what you think about how to pronounce what I just mispronounced.
Or maybe not.
Or that's it for today. We'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.